This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be back on Parler when it comes back online. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us this hour to start things out, we have got the man, the myth, the legend, UndergroundUSA.com's one and only Frank Salvato.
Thank you, everybody.
Yep, they're lining up outside the window. The Super Bowl guys are in town, so all those workers that are working the Super Bowl experience are staying at the hotel over here. There's a couple hotels behind us. By the way, the new one is now done. It's pretty fancy. Pretty fancy, that's all I can say. And they got a bunch of people in there as well. There'll be more coming up in the next week. Watch and see. So, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
You got it.
Okay, I pledge allegiance,
To the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, Frank, I'm going to talk a little shop here. Yesterday in Gainesville, Georgia, they had a situation up there at a chicken poultry plant, purveyor plant up there. I'm familiar with that plant, Gainesville, Georgia. They had a liquid nitrogen leak, and those can be nasty, and six people were killed.
Yeah, it's nothing to mess around with. It's a hazardous materials incident, and when that kind of stuff happens, safety first for the people going in there, but you have to do what you have to do to get in there and help the people that have been affected. So, to those who lost people, my condolences, and to the guys who got in there and helped everybody else get out and stay safe, good job.
Yep. And then, of course, Fort Bliss, Texas, yesterday, we got the report last night that 11 soldiers were taken to the base hospital. They were treated for some sort of something that they got into out there on the base somewhere, out in the field on some sort of exercise. I don't know what it is, but I do know that there's a lot of stuff, if you will, buried around that base, so they might have got into some of that somehow, some way. But three of them are in serious condition. The rest of them are all going to be okay.
Well, we'll find, if we find out what happened to them, we'll know it was something that was that was buried around there, or something that was undiscovered before. If we don't hear about it, it was something that we shouldn't know about.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Now, the minority leader of the Congress, Kevin McCarthy, was down in Florida to visit the president and have a little tete-a-tete, if you will. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall for that one, but basically it looks like as if the president is going to play the role of kingmaker coming up in the next election, the midterm elections. No word on what else is going to happen. We do believe, though, that he is not, I repeat, not going to start or go with a third party. And I don't believe, Frank, this I could be wrong, I don't believe he's going to run for president again. And one of the reasons I say that is because of Melania.
I don't think he's going to run for president again because he doesn't need the headache. He doesn't need the brand hit. He doesn't need any of that stuff. And I think Kevin McCarthy was dispatched from Washington to try to make sure that he wasn't leaving the Republican Party. He was going to be a kingmaker either way. Mm-hmm. When 71 million people vote for you, yep, and are still adamant about supporting you, you become a kingmaker.
Yep.
So Kevin McCarthy was dispatched to make sure Republicans didn't have a party split. And he went hat in hand, believe me.
Yeah, I don't doubt that at all, again. And the other thing is when you talk about everything that's going on here, we have got the quote, end of quote, impeachment coming up. But here's the thing, okay? I'm kind of being a little bit, of course, facetious when I say this, and I'll read my little statement that I wrote to myself. Ah, yes, the impeachment seems that it could actually wind up becoming a censure now after the impeachment vote actually fails in the Senate. You think they're actually going to do that?
Well, it's going to have to fail in the Senate because Dick Durbin already said he's not a fan of censure, so they're not going to replace it with that. It's going to have to fail. If they do that, If they try to impeach him and it fails and they go for censure, the Democrat brand is really going to take a hit because that means they've failed. You know, when you have the White House and the Senate and the House and you impeach somebody and you can't achieve the impeachment for a second time and you have to go for censure, and I'm not even sure they're going to get that.
No.
You know, you look like you can't get anything achieved. So the only thing that would be happening would be, what, 37 executive orders in the first 8 days?
Well, it'll be more than that, yeah.
Which even the New York Times says has to stop.
Yeah, well, there's six attorney generals in six different states that are suing the Biden administration for what they're calling overreach, and that's the understatement of the year, I do believe. All right, hold that phone there, Frank, and we'll be right back, folks, with more with Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969 8600 and tell us.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. Right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Farrah & Farrah. Remember, if you have been injured in an accident and need a lawyer, get a hold of Farrah & Farrah. Here's more about them coming up right now. Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Farrah & Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farrah & Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah & Farrah. Let them push back. Visit farrahandfarrah.com. Now, don't forget, they have a 24/7 telephone number that you can call, too. It's 877-245-6707. That number again, and there is a person there that can talk to you about your case and give you some advice. 877-245-6707. You spell Farrah, F-A-R-A-H. So it's farrahandfarrah.com, F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com, 877-245-6707. They have offices in both Florida and Georgia. So for our folks up there in Georgia listening to us, there you go. All right, back to Frank Salvato. Now, Frank Salvato is with the undergroundusa.com website. He has a podcast. He also writes articles over there. He has a daily news piece that comes out here. Let me see. What do you call this thing? What's this called? The Underground in USA the Headlines.
In the news, Underground USA Headlines. Yep, it's a headline aggregator, and it's one of the most comprehensive ones out there.
Well, I like that the comment here. It says the internet's most accurate, concise news headline aggregate. If you cannot, never mind. You're telling if people can't access us how to get a hold of it. Okay. Well, I want to talk about something. I'm going to talk about one of the articles that's here, but I want to start with something totally different. We are not hearing about two different products that could really help in the coronavirus situation. One of them is hydroxychloroquine. The other one is Regeneron. And then we hear this ridiculous thing out of little Dr. Fauci about, well, all you got to do is put on another mask and wear two masks. Two is better than one. Ha, ha, ha. I'll bet that little sucker's got money in the mask companies.
There has to be some reason for a ridiculous statement like that, especially with the news about hydroxychloroquine and the breakthrough game changer with Regeneron. Mm-hmm. I'll start with Regeneron. They've got a passive vaccine antibody cocktail that is in phase three trials, which means that's the last step. Everything has been successful so far. That's 100% effective.
Mm-hmm.
100% effective.
Mm-hmm.
That means this becomes a non sequitur. There is no more lockdown. There is no more masks. Open everything back up. Let's get going again.
Yep.
And this should be front page headline news on every news outlet out there, and I've only seen it on two, and mine is one of them.
I saw one, and I saw it on yours, and that's where I saw it.
Yeah. I mean, this is ridiculous. This proves beyond doubt that all of this was political.
Mm-hmm.
Now it can't be questioned. This was all political, mm-hmm. and people should go to jail over this, and I mean by the scores.
Yeah.
And the second one is hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
There's two studies recently that have come out that back up the eight studies from before that say in early onset COVID and people with symptoms that aren't severe, hydroxychloroquine is effective. But what did we have to do? The left had to come out and the CDC and all of the World Health Organization, they had to condemn it immediately because it didn't work on the most severe people. So we could have been giving this as prophylactically to people all over the country at what, 60 cents a pill?
Yep.
Between 60 and $2 a pill.
Yep.
A dose.
Yep.
And we didn't do it because why? You know, people need to start going to prison over this because the people who have been demeaning hydroxychloroquine and who are not trumpeting what's happening with Regeneron, they are all complicit in the destruction of one of the most vibrant economies the world has ever seen, and the wrongful prosecution or persecution, I'm going to say, of a past president of the United States. This is beyond the pale.
Yeah. Well, one of them is Fauci.
Yeah, and he should go to prison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of them is Fauci.
He should go to prison.
He changes his mind almost like you change your underwear, it seems. All right, let's talk about something that is on your site that you wrote about. The Senate Democrats are reintroducing the bill for D.C. statehood. Now, we all know the reason for that. They're going to get two senators and two congressmen out of the deal, right?
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's, you know, this is why they're so worried about the power-sharing deal, and this is why Schumer is not nervous about a whole heck of a lot, because they can do this. And if they can do this one, you can bet they're going to do Puerto Rico. Then they're going to have four more senators.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only hope that can happen is when they have, you know, that some of those senators split off. But I don't have a lot of hope for that. So, once again, the campaign political arm of the Republican Party for the Senate, for lack of a better word,
mm-hmm.
sucked.
Mm-hmm.
And Mitch McConnell has to own that one.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you know, Republicans in the Senate don't have to have him as the leader. Yep. Let's take a vote and get him the hell out of there.
Let me state for the record for a fact that once I heard the Democrats were campaigning saying that if you vote for us, the first thing we're going to do is see to it that you get your $2,000 stimulus check. They told everybody in the state of Georgia that, which is why we've heard the comments the last few weeks about where's my $2,000. Now we understand it's going to be $1,400 because $600 minus $2,000 is $1,400. But whatever it's going to be, that's what they said. That's why they got elected. I kept telling people that. People were telling me it was out of my mind, didn't know what I was talking about. I said, really? Watch and see.
Absolutely. And you add to that Mitch McConnell in the Senate saying, well, we're not for any of that. That's we can't do that at all.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think is going to happen in the beginning of an election when you tell people you're not going to give them their tax dollars back when you're also telling them they can't work?
Yeah. And the reason that I knew that is because I have radio affiliates in Georgia, and people were calling me up. People were texting me. People were sending me emails. People were leaving phone messages for me. And I was hearing it from not just Democrats, but Republicans saying, what do we do? They're going to give us $2,000. How can we possibly vote against that?
That's right. And you have to lay that at the foot of Mitch McConnell. You have to. The guy has been the worst Senate. But the only thing he did that was worth anything was making sure that Trump's judiciary picks got through. That's the only thing he did. Otherwise, he's been useless. And Republicans in the Senate, it is time for a change at the top.
Yeah. Now we need to talk about stacking the deck with the Supreme Court. That is very much on the table and an issue. And I don't know how they're going to do that, because you can't just have a vote and do it.
No, you can't, but you can certainly move the process along. And what he's done is he started the commission that he promised that gave him cover for not having to answer that question during the campaign, and he's seating it with some questionable people. So far there's only one person on there that happens to be a moderate to conservative person who's going to come out with a whole bunch of suggestions about what's supposed to happen, not only with the Supreme Court, but with the judiciary branch. So, you know, all those appointments that we got through that Mitchie boy succeeded with, if they start stacking the federal judiciary with more liberal federal judges, it just equals that out, and the last 4 years have been nothing.
Now, it's fair to assume that the city councilmen in Los Angeles are probably Democrats, right?
No, you have to believe that, yeah.
This is an amazing story. I know you've seen this. I am having a tough time understanding how this could happen. How could a Los Angeles city councilor have 22 to 36 aides, some of whom making $100,000 plus a year, on a city councilman's salary? Unless, of course, they're getting paid more money than God.
These aides, their paychecks are being appropriated through the city council. It's not the city councilman who has to pay them. So you're looking at 26 to like 36 aides, not just some city councilmen, Matt, all of them.
Who does that? I mean, even a congressman don't have that many people.
That's right. This is why California is out of its mind. This is why the cobalt blue area of Los Angeles is billions and billions and billions of dollars in the red, because they are living like their capital city in the Hunger Games.
Yeah, well, you want to talk about money, you can go ahead.
I mean, that's where we're headed in this country, man. You know, everybody says sometimes life follows fiction. The United States is facing a moment in time where we're playing the Hunger Games.
Yeah, you want to talk about money, we can talk about Charlie Schumer. We'll have to say that till Monday. It'll still be around. Have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
You stay well, my friend.
All right, that's Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website, UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there, sign up for his articles, sign up for his little newsletter that he puts out. I get it every day. It's called In the News, and you'll be glad you did. I'll be right back with more.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC is reporting South Carolina has the first known U.S. COVID-19 case of a fast-spreading variant discovered in South Africa. Although easier to spread, there is no indication it's deadlier. Moderna, Pfizer, and now Novavax have each reported that their vaccines, while still effective, offer less protection against the South African variant, which means a lower efficacy rate, somewhere between 60 and 85.6%. Former President Trump met with House of Representatives Republican leader Kevin McCarthy on Thursday and agreed to help Republicans win back the majority in the House. Representative McCarthy says Democrats have only put forward an agenda that divides America further. And President Trump is committed to helping elect Republicans in the House and Senate in 2022. Cicely Tyson, the actress who captured the power and grace of black women in America, has died. Tyson's death was announced by her family, who did not immediately provide any additional details. She was 96. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Amanda Mackey, who's a Republican strategist, and by the way, former congressional candidate, Florida 13. She, we'll get to her right after I tell you about Moss Nissan, and Moss Nissan has got the brand new 2021 Rogue. I want to tell you something. I was sitting in one last week over at Moss Nissan on North Florida Avenue, and it's as big, I swear to God, it's as big on the inside as a Murano. They've really, really upgraded that SUV, and the amenities that are in there are unbelievable. It starts with the quilted leather seats, the new cutting-edge digital display, the cordless phone charging, a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, and they've got the intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I know because I've had four of them, and I've driven them all over the place for a Moss Nissan, and I know that you're going to enjoy the great pricing, the fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan, because Moss Care is included with every vehicle purchased. Now, there's over 800 vehicles in stock right now, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle that you're looking for. The other dealerships don't. And don't forget, Moss Acura and Moss Nissan has the You Serve, You Save program that puts pastors, active duty military, veterans, and first responders up on a pedestal. So, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Nissan. stores in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in North Tampa. Visit them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because you are going to save a bunch of money on your vehicle when you do that. All right. Good morning to Amanda Mackey. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
You've been a busy camper lately. I've been seeing you on television at least once or twice every other day or something like that. So kudos to you.
Yeah, I've been on Newsmax quite a bit. There's a lot going on in the world we need to talk about.
Well, let's talk about this nonsense with this impeachment thing, because now they're talking about, well, maybe we can't impeach him, so, gee, we'll just censure him.
Well, you know, this is about a pound of flesh, and I think the Democrats have egg on their face right now, because the vote that was taken earlier this week, Rand Paul's resolution, basically highlights that they don't have the vote. And so they're going to pursue something that is not going to lead to anything, going to fail in the Senate again. And so what is the point of this? This is just to get a pound of flesh. This is just to target former President Trump. And as I have always said, this is looking backwards, not forwards. This is not bringing healing and unity.
No.
It's bringing further division.
Yeah. And I think that's what they want.
Well, it is what they want, because they have a fascination with President Trump that they can't let go of. And I think that, you know, if your goal and your desire is to talk about what you're doing, you are focusing on impeachment when you have virtually no cabinet members in place. You are focusing on impeachment when impeachment is going to overshadow your presidency, your ability to talk about what you're doing and what you're trying to push and promote. Although I would say the things that Joe Biden is trying to push and promote are terrible. And so maybe he does want to have something to overshadow that.
Have you seen the executive orders?
I have seen the executive orders.
37 of them, and I mean, I'm looking at them, and everyone's worse than the other one.
Well, I mean, 37 orders in, you know, 8 days is by far exceeds the last four presidents combined in what they did in 2 weeks.
Yep.
So, you know, basically what he's doing is he's ruling by fiat. He is not going through the legislative process. He is going through executive order after executive order. And the things that he is doing, when the country, 75% of Americans want you to focus on COVID relief, getting people out of a COVID-suppressed economy, and you are focused singularly on people losing their jobs, which is what he's done. With one stroke of a pen, 11,000 people will lose their jobs on the Keystone XL pipeline.
Well, wait, hold. No, stop right there, because it's a lot more than that. Let me clarify what you just said. 11,000 people in Canada, union jobs. And by the way, some of these guys are making $250,000 a year. And then they insult them by going, well, we're going to find you a good paying union job somewhere else. They are not going to make that kind of money anywhere else. It doesn't happen. They're getting paid for what they're doing, because they got to work in 20, 30, 40 below zero weather. And they can't take a day off. They got to be out in it. That's part of what they do. So that's 11,000.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah. You're working, typically you're working 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off.
Yep.
And, you know, of course, as you that these Arctic sub-Arctic temperatures.
Yeah, but it's 11,000 in Canada, 10,000 in the U.S., and all the people that work in the support industries, too, which is another 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe 10,000 people. So do the math.
Right. And to your point, yes, they do get paid well for the backbreaking work that they're doing. You know, some do make in excess of $200,000.
That's right.
Now they're telling them, go find the, so we'll transition you to a solar wind energy job as a technician.
Good
luck.
$10 an hour, $12 an hour.
They get paid about, no, it's a little bit more than that on average, maybe in the between $40,000 and $50,000, but that's a 75% cut in your pay. So next time someone tells you, I have a job for you, I'm going to, you're going to lose this job that you have, but you're going to have another job. It's just going to pay you 75% less.
Yeah.
You tell me what you would tell them.
Yeah, I know exactly what I'd tell them. And I'll tell you what, There's lawsuits that have started up about all of this, which they should, not only in the U.S., but also in Canada. By the way, I will also mention that there are six lawsuits in six different states that have fired up over the overreach of the president and his executive order.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. You know, what is happening is an infringement on states' rights. And what executive orders do is they basically allow him to set policy without going through the democratic process. We have lawmaking bodies, and they are supposed to be making the laws. Now, I have no interest in what the Democrats want to pursue in a legislative process, but at least it gets the at least it gets the bill or whatever they're talking about on the floor discussed, and you hear both sides, because that is the power that the opposing party has when they're not in the majority to be able to talk about the issues. Instead, Joe Biden is just ruling by fiat. He's just signing papers in his 9-to-5 job.
Now, it's being pointed out to me here in the chat room that Joe Biden is not stopping the oil. It's just stopping the way the transportation goes. And I'm aware of that. I'm the one that reminded everybody, I don't know, maybe 8, maybe 10 years ago before we even knew about the Keystone XL pipeline, that there was somebody called Warren Buffett, and he owned a little something called the Burlington Northern Railroad. And that railroad transports this oil. They used to all the time. But that railroad had a bunch of derailments. Why? Because the railroad tracks weren't all that great, which is part of our infrastructure problem. And they started to have hazardous material dumps in the middle of, Kentucky and North Carolina and Virginia and wherever else they were on the way down to the Gulf to get to the refineries. And that's not the way to do it. Shipping it by train is not the way to do it.
Well, you know, they're going to ship it with alternative modes of transportation that is arguably going to be worse for the environment.
Oh, they'll fly it in an airplane.
Oh, no. Right. The point, though, is that they aren't looking 4 steps ahead. They're looking at only their political base. And they know that this plays well to their donor base to get rid of, you know, the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline. They don't care how many people lose jobs. 10,000, 20,000, they don't care.
Nope.
Because their base is hungry for the power they haven't had.
Yep.
And they want to be able to say to them, look, we attempted to impeach the president.
Going to tell you a little secret. In a couple of years, the power that they have is going to go away because the people are not going to be able to stand the additional taxes that are coming their way. All the stuff that they've had, they're going to lose. So a lot of the stuff, they're going to say, what on earth happened? And I'm telling you, that's my opinion.
And here's the thing is that, you know, what they always say is, oh, we're just going to tax those people at the very top. Who are the people at the very top? They are the job creators.
Hey,
we're going to give middle class Americans a tax cut. On average, that tax cut is 1%. On average, that's about $600.
When they raise the gasoline tax 20 or 25 cents a gallon to everybody, that's a tax on everybody.
Well, don't forget the price of fuel and the price of your home heating costs are going to go up because of what they did with Keystone XL. That's a million barrels of crude.
We got to run. It's Amanda Mackey, MAKKI.com. That's the website, AmandaMackey.com, correct?
Yes, sir.
And we'll see you on the radio and we'll see you on television.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay. Have a great day. Okay, it's Amanda Mackey, MAKKI, AmandaMackey.com. She's on Newsmax a lot. She's been on Fox several times, but she's become a regular over on Newsmax. You can usually see her about 12:30 or 1:30, those cutaways there. I'll be right back. The sports guy is coming on. Don't go nowhere.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542.
5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's our pal Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia, way just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Thanks for standing on that wall for the rest of us that can't. Alrighty, this portion of the program, my conversation with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parking, parts and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or you can just stop by the store. Now, don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The number, again, to call if you want to set up an appointment, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent ya. All righty. Well, we are going to bring in Patrick Hyland here. We're going to bring him into a little intro. Wait till you hear this one. Uh-huh. Where is he? Where is he?
Good morning, Captain.
Do I have the one and only Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, on the line?
Yes, sir, you do.
Well, listen to this. All righty. All righty. Yeah. All right, there's a party going on over here, and it's because we got all the Super Bowl folks next door to us, and I've seen limos, by the way, in that hotel this week.
Well, absolutely. Tampa Bay is going to be the talk for the next week with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting their game here.
First time ever. First time ever. And, you know, Tom Brady, you talk about history. I mean, unbelievable. And what – and a lot of people are that were against Tom Brady going, you know something? They really are enjoying the fact that he's been such a class act about all this.
Yeah, he's done a good job. You know, he got Tampa Bay to the Super Bowl. Defense and the rest of the team did a heck of a job, too. And they seemed to turn it around after that loss against Chicago up in the Windy City when they didn't have a good game. And now they, you know, they've won seven in a row, Captain. If they make it eight, they're Super Bowl champions.
Yep.
But Kansas City's going to have something to say about that. That's one heck of a team, Captain. When you have the best tight end, best, fastest wide receiver in the NFL, and one of the most exciting quarterbacks, it's going to be tough to stop. But we're going to find out. It should be an exciting, great game. Weather should be nice, and people are going to look forward to it. It's kind of nice they're letting a lot of first responders go to the game, Captain, because you and I both have a big heart for those.
Well, they're allowing the people at the hospitals to go to the game, not necessarily first responders. I mean, the police and fire that could have gone, they're doing the people that are doing the administering the shots, and I get that.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'm saying, you know, the people that are on the lines helping out our community is what I'm really alluding to, and I'm sure that that's what it's all about, and that's why they're doing it. It's a great thing.
So let me ask you a question. They're going to get about, what, 25,000 in the stadium? Is that about it?
That's about it, Cap. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, so theoretically they're losing a lot of money, even though they're charging a ridiculous amount of money for the tickets. I mean, it's like $6,000 and up to even think about a ticket. So for you people that are, and by the way, let me just throw a scam alert out there. If somebody's out in the street and they say, "Man, I got a ticket. Look here, I got a ticket. Look, give me $1,000. Give me $500. Look, I'll take it." They're scamming you.
Yes, they are.
They're scamming you. That's all there is to it.
You got to be very careful. You're 100% right about that.
All right, so fill us in on what we need to know sports wise.
Well, you know, there's been some other things happening, you know, around the NFL, Captain, to say the least. You have Roethlisberger with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is he going to come back or not? They're going to have to restructure his contract. Okay, that'll be talked about. The new head coach for the New York Jets, Salih, from San Francisco. He's a good defense coordinator there. He likes the quarterback, Sam Darnold, there. There's a lot of rumor about him getting traded. Also, it looks like Deshaun Watson wants to get out of Houston. He's tired of playing for the Texans and requesting a trade. So he's going to be hot on the market.
Where will he go?
That's a great question, Captain. I mean, there's so many places he could possibly go to the Colts. You know, that would probably be the best bet, but then you're talking right inside the division. Is Houston going to want to do that? Probably not. But that would be the best fit. It's just a shame they can't seem to work it out. But, you know, you had Brady switch this year. You had Rivers, who's now going to retire. Breeze is going to retire, but it looks like Jameis Winston will be taking over his job.
That's what I heard.
A lot of, a lot of things going on, you know, in the NFL right now, but besides the Super Bowl and after. It's going to be a very interesting offseason, to say the least. And then, guess what, Captain? In a couple weeks, what do we get to see?
Play ball!
A little baseball, a little spring training, and a little bit of Daytona 500, Captain, on Valentine's Day this year.
Now, I wonder, 14. How many people? How many people are you going to put over there in Daytona?
That's going to be the question.
I mean, they can put 100,000 people in there, but they're not going to do that, so, you know.
No. I guess they'll probably do like the Super Bowl, 25,000, something like that, Captain, if I had to make a prediction.
Scattered out and about.
But it should be interesting.
I don't know if you know this or not, but there was an article that I haven't gotten to last night that here in Florida, the numbers have backed off. We are definitely on the downward trend right now of stuff.
Yeah, we're all hoping, Captain, that come July 4th, how about Independence Day, we get back to our independence? I think that'd be a fair request and a fair hope and prayer. At least I'm hoping. Give everybody a little
How about hockey, National Hockey League, they're playing?
Yeah, no, they're starting to rock and roll. You know, they've had a few COVID-19 situations there, too. It's still early in the season, but the Lightning are still playing well. The Bruins, you know, are doing okay. Those two are still hot from last year. So it's good to shorten the season a little bit for these guys in basketball, too. Hopefully baseball, we're going to be able to, you know, get fans in the stadium there, Captain, speaking about baseball. So.
Well, I hope so, because it would be nice to go watch some spring training, even if you have to be from afar. You know, you'd be out in the outfield or something, sit there in the grass, you know, on the knoll. If they don't want you to stand, sit back there. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody can move around and not be so close.
Somebody might hit a home run your way.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's always enjoyable and fun. So,
yeah, I guess in Philadelphia you could stand out on US 19, right?
That's funny. Good old Clearwater, Florida. Yes, sir. That is funny. Good one, Captain.
All right. Well, we gotta run because I noticed I'm running a little long. But I will talk to you on Monday. I'll see you probably Sunday.
See you Sunday. Please tune into this great station and check the sports on out from 11 to 12 in the morning. Thanks, Cap. Talk to you soon.
All righty. And that's Patrick Hylan, the Sports Zone quarterback. And he, of course, does a little bit more than that. And here's what he does.
And I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hylan. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
By the way, for you veterans out there, if you're having some problems with your TRICARE and maybe you got you do have a loophole in there where you got to pay some out-of-pocket expenses. He can help you with that. He helped me, and he's helped a lot of my friends as well, so you want to check that out. Now, let me just tell you something here. It's going to be a wacky weekend for a couple different reasons. Facebook and Twitter and all these other websites that are out there that are trying to put the kibosh to things, big tech is what they're calling it, big tech. Just remember one little thing, okay? You don't have to go on those websites. A lot of these websites, and by the way, my website, the Captain's America Third Watch, has got its own chat room. I just haven't chosen to use it because I've been using the one that's on Facebook for all the people that are on there that converse with me at night because they're all over on Facebook. But one of these days, I'm going to check into activating the chat room over there, the message board or whatever they call it. I guess it is a chat room on the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. You'll be over there. You'll be able to come over there. I'll have to open up a separate computer, which I can do, and put it over there and just watch the messages coming in. So that's what we'll do because there's nights when I get so many messages here, I can't even begin to look at them. That's just the way it is, and that's a good feeling when you got so many people that are doing that you can't converse with them. But I try to get a hold of them sooner or later, so there you go. In the meantime, I'll be back on Monday. Y'all here now. Try to stay warm. It's a cool day down here, but then again, that's good for football. And I'll see you tonight on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. God bless America.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.